Reflection, Adventist Reflection.
Hello, citizens. This is Adventist Reflections, an interpersonal commentary where present biblical truth meets psychological reasoning. Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Dean.
Dear family, welcome to week 5. Today we will reflect on the seven seals of Revelation. For an in-depth study of this lesson, remember to visit your local Seventh-day Adventist Sabbath school. But today we will reflect on character-building ideas applied to the here and the now. Today we will study key concepts based on chapter 6 and 7 of the book of the Apocalypse. Yes, the book of Revelation. Imagine somebody telling you that the story of the future is in a high security safe, but only one person could unlock its secrets. This, my friend, is not fortune telling, but the word of God himself. Last week, we found that nobody could unlock this high security safe but one, the Lamb that was slain. In Romans 5:18, the Apostle Paul tells us that just as by the offense of one, death came into this world, so it also is by the righteousness of one that the free gift of salvation from eternal death is also given. You might read this in this way. Dr. Denzi is doomed by his sins, but Jesus Christ is worth to deliver him from such sins because Dr. Denzi has accepted Jesus' blood in his life. How about you? How does it read for you? The scenes in chapter 5 of Revelation set the scene for chapters 6 and 7. Jesus Christ, who was tempted like you and I, yet lived a perfect life without sin and died and resurrected, provides the background to our story today. Luke chapter 24 verses 50 and 51 say that as Jesus led his disciples to a place called Bethany, he lifted his hands and blessed them. And while he blessed them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. It is here that chapters 5 scenes occur. Jesus ascends to heaven and is observed as a lamb that was freshly slain. He was the only one worthy to open the seals. Then what was to follow in the story was to do with the Christian church after the mass, and it was relevant to them then as it is relevant to you and I now. Revelation chapter 6 verses 1 and 2 tell us that there is a group of people in God's church who are zealous of God's commission. That commission found in Matthew 28, verses 18 and 20, that says that to go to the world preaching and teaching and baptizing means going forth to the whole world conquering for Jesus. Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4 warns us that as we go forth with our giving commission, there will be persecution and bloodshed. This happened to the Christian church in times past, but this also happens in present times and will come to pass even more so as we become bolder for Christ. Think of it. It just makes sense that as you conquer winning souls for Christ, you will also be having to suffer persecutions. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, it says that we are not wrestling against humans like you and I, but against principalities and spiritual entities in high places, which often use human entities to carry the work against the followers of the Lamb. The third seal found in Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6, describes an impending judgment where all things are measured. Friends, as the message of Revelation is given, some will accept the message and others will decline it. As the gospel is delivered, some will accept it and some will decline it. The fourth seal in verses 7 and 8 tell us that the beginning of sorrows will commence due to the rejection of God's call to repentance and to keep his commandments. This is what Jesus prophesied in Matthew 24 when he clearly advised that before his return there will be much suffering from wars, hunger, diseases, and natural disasters. many will die, but thankfully, you and I, according to what Revelation chapter 1 verse 18 says, you and I who have Jesus are victorious over death, because he has the keys to death and Hades. And yet, we find one more glorious stipulation in Revelation 6:6. It says that the oil and the wine will not be hurt. My friends, this is exciting. The Holy Spirit will continue to be present in the church, and the sacrifice of Christ will continue to be sufficient for those who wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. This does not imply that we are not going to suffer and that we are not going to be persecuted, but instead it implies that you who live by the Spirit and who declare that Jesus' righteousness is as their own will not be removed from God's presence through Jesus. In fact, Jesus says that those who declare me and my name and are my witness will experience persecution. These are those which the fifth seal of Revelation describes as crying unto God for justice. This happened in the past, but it will happen again. These are they who today see those things described in the sixth seal of Revelation and rejoice knowing that their salvation is nearer than when they first believed. My beloved listener, I believe that Jesus Christ is coming back, and he's coming back soon. What about you? Where is your hope of salvation? Where is your hope of eternal life? A life free from sufferings and sorrows. A life where mercy and justice are met and continue to abound forever and ever. It is those who have the oil and the wine, that is, the Holy Spirit and Christ in their lives, who are sealed, as it is spoken to us in chapter 7 of Revelation. These are those who get the mark of God's servants. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells us a story, the story of a man who was bashed up. Verse 30 says that this man was left half dead, but another man came. Not any man, a savior came and dressed the dying man because he was merciful of the helpless moribund. The same imagery that we find in Revelation is utilized by Jesus. Luke says that the rescuer came and put on clean linen around his wounds. With oil and with wine he dressed him, and he took him to a house and took care of him. Friends, present biblical truth declares that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The same Jesus that in Revelation chapters 2 and 3 sends the Holy Spirit to the churches sends him to you to appeal for your repentance from all wrongdoings. You and I are that moribund. You and I are alive in the flesh now, but we are awaiting eternal death. Yes, yes, you and I are half dead. Oh, but there is more. There is much, much more. Much help, much hope and reassurance. The same character of God that we spoke of in the last week's podcast, the one where a perfect union between justice and mercy combine, is the one that leads our plan to be saved. The plan where, if we so accept, we'll be clothed with a perfect character, being led by the Holy Spirit and presented with the blood of Christ's sacrifice. Only under these conditions you can be saved. Only under these conditions you can be taken to that house that he is preparing for us in the New Jerusalem, where no sorrow, no crying, and no pain will be there, where there will be no more suffering of any kind anywhere ever again. These are those people who God sends command to hold to the return of Jesus Christ. These are those who first must be sealed with God's mark. Revelation chapter 7 verses 2 and 3 said, "And I saw another angel ascend from the sunrise, having the seal of the living God. He cried with a loud voice to the fourth angels, to whom it was given to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads." Clothed with Christ's righteousness and carrying holy worship and victory, they say, "Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. These are they which came out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." These will not be hungry, not thirsty forever. They will be satisfied and will be given living water and will never suffer again. Oh, how I long to be there. How about you? Do you want that for yourself? Do you want that for your children, for your relatives, for your friends? Are you following Christ today? Are you living it like you mean it? Today is the day of your salvation. It is my hope and it is my prayer that you be found in these who are victorious and with white clothes and palms of victory declare, oh, praise the Lord, all nations and people, for his merciful kindness is great to us and his truth endures forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. Like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.